ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Ace's brother Johnny, tipped off Mr. Ace that old man Everett, his wealthy father-in-law, was in the market for a big plot of ground. Mr. Ace, anxious that nothing go wrong with such a big deal, asked Johnny not to mention it to Jane. But at home that same day, Jane was offered $500 by a Mr. Neff if she could persuade Mr. Everett to buy his lot. This episode takes place in alternate scenes between Mr. Neff's office and Mr. Ace's real estate office. But first to Mr. Neff's office, where we find Jane and Mr. Neff listening.
Now, Mrs. Ace, I want you to listen closely to this description I'm going to give you of this plot of ground. I want you to be able to point out to your brother's father-in-law all the advantages of constructing his parking building on my ground. Of course, I want you to do it all in a friendly and social manner, not too businesslike, strictly on the basis of the relationship your brother has for his daughter, but never failing to drive home the fact that at the same time, he's going to get quite a bargain in the property I have here for sale. Do you understand?
$500.
$500 is for our agreement, which I gave you in writing. I'll be more than happy to give it to you if you can swing this deal. Why shouldn't I be? I hate dealing through real estate companies. I do my own business in my own way. Now, here's the plot of ground. This diagram. Well, look here, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, yes. What's this?
Well, I'm telling you. This is a diagram, or blueprint, of the property. It's located at 16th and Main.
16th and Main?
Yes, perhaps you've noticed it. 100 feet frontage by 200 feet in depth.
100 feet what?
Frontage. That's running along here, the front of the lot, see?
Yes.
And 200 feet deep.
200 feet deep. Do you think you'd want a basement that big?
A basement?
Yes, you said 200 feet deep, didn't you?
Yeah, 200 feet in depth. That's along here, not deep down.
Well, what does it mean?
In depth? That's 200 feet in depth.
Well, that's what I said.
No, you said in depth.
Well, you said in depth.
Yes, but I don't mean deep.
But in depth means deep.
Yeah, but I don't mean that deep.
Well, how deep?
Well, not deep, depth. It means deep like a... Well, deep
like a well, that's what I mean.
No, I didn't say like a well.
But, Mr. Neff, you just said deep like a well.
No, I didn't say well. I started to say deep like a well.
There, you said it again. Now, be careful, Mr. Neff.
I am careful. Death, death.
But, Mr. Neff, I heard...
Neff.
What?
My name is Neff, N-E-F-F.
I know it. You're getting off the subject.
I am not. I'm trying to show you what I mean. You're making it awfully hard.
I'm making it hard? Well, I hate to get sarcastic, Mr. Neff, but you're not explaining it very well.
I'm not explaining
it. Now, start it over and don't get excited. Is your collar too tight?
My collar is...
See, you're excited, Mr. Neff. Well, look at me.
I am looking at you. I wish you'd look at me and try to understand that 200 feet in depth doesn't mean deep. Not deep down.
In depth sounds like it means deep.
It does, but not what deep you mean. In depth.
Well, that's what I'm saying, in depth. If you keep saying it doesn't mean deep.
It does mean deep.
Well, then it's as broad as it is long. I keep saying depth, and you keep
saying... As broad as it is long. Now we're coming to it.
What?
You just said it. As broad as it is long. Breadth and length. It's 100 feet long by 200 feet broad. You got it now. Why didn't I think of that?
See, I knew I'd think of it. I hate to say it, Mr. Neff, but if I'm going to have to start explaining it to you...
No. I'll do the explaining. You've got that now. 100 feet in length and 200 feet in breadth. See? Mm-hmm. This is 100 feet along here, and this back here is 200 feet. Is that clear?
Well, it's better than it was, thanks to me. Well, do you want me to take this with me when I go over to visit Mr. Everett and show him...
No. Nothing like that. Not the first visit, anyhow. Got to bring this up casually. You understand?
Yes, in a sort of a roustabout way.
Yes, in a what?
You mean not come right out and say I have a friend with a lot.
That's it. Now, there are a few simple facts you ought to have in mind, like the location of the ground.
16th and Main, yes.
That's right. And the dimension of the ground.
Say, pardon?
The dimension. What have I been talking about?
When?
Dimension.
Mansion what?
No, 100 feet frontage and 200 feet in depth.
Oh, now, don't start that again, Mr. Mayor.
But you're not paying attention.
I am, too. Don't you think I want to make 500?
Didn't you hear me say 100 by 200?
Oh, no, now, don't start that. You said 500.
No, I'm not talking money.
Well, if you think I'm going to do this for nothing...
No, I don't expect you to.
I should say I won't. I'm only doing it because I want to show Mr. Ace I can do something besides just housework. He keeps saying I'm spending my time getting into trouble. And this is my chance to show him I can make $500 without getting into trouble.
Well, you can if you listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening. Do you want to see if I've got everything right? The lot is on 16th and Main. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. 16th and Main. An ideal location for a building to park cars. Situated right in the heart of the town. Everything in its favor.
Now, here's the ground I have in mind taking up with the old man. It's on the corner of 14th and South Avenue.
Yeah, that's a nice location.
Nice. If I could see anything better, it's ideal for a garage.
Well, I don't know much about these things. I'm leaving that to you.
But that's not why I called you over here. It's going to take me a couple of days to get my client lined up. I don't want him to know it's for old man Everett, or he'll jack the price way up.
Oh, money is no object for the old man.
Yes, I know, but I want to make as good a deal for him as I can. I don't want to lose that 5% commission.
Well, do you make much on a deal like this?
Well, it all depends on the price, of course. This lot here, where is that diagram? Here. This one at 14th and South ought to sell for about $60,000. That means $3,000 to me.
Not bad.
Not bad. I think it's great. And just to show you how great I think it is, I'm going to give you a little present of $500 when and if I close it.
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
Oh, sure.
Nothing doing. I'm glad to be able to do it, sir.
I know, but it's no more than a fair.
I won't even talk about
it. Look, you put the next to this deal, the least I can do.
It was the least I could do. You've been pretty good to me. Why, if it hadn't been for you and for Jane, I never would have even met Alice.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it. You've got to get yours out of it.
Well, I'm going to. Don't worry about that. I'm overseeing this whole thing. After the building's up, I'm taking over the managership of the place.
Well, Johnny, congratulations.
Sure.
You've got something there, you know.
I know I have. Ought to be able to make some real dough.
I should say you sure. Now, you take this lot here, 100 by 200. You can put up a 15-story building. I've even figured out how many cars you can park. Where is that stuff here? Oh, here it is. Here. I figure that there's room for about 400 cars.
Yeah, we can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd like to have those figures and all that data.
Why, sure. Let me have it for a while until I sell the old man.
Oh, any time.
Now, you think this location is okay?
Sure. 14th and South Avenue is practically the crossroads around here.
That's it. Only one block from the store. He wants to use it for accommodation for the store's customers, too, does he?
Yep, that's right. The store's on 15th Street. This is one block over.
See, this makes an ideal spot.
Well, that ought to be one of your clinching points in selling the old man.
Don't worry, I know all the angles.
But the most important is that it's only a block away from the store. That'll please the old man more than anything. Of all the businesses the old man has, the bank, the broker's house, everything, the store is his pet. He built his fortune with that department store.
I understand, and I'll play up the fact that this plot is only one block from the store.
Now, that ought to tell him if anything will. I think it'll be a cinch when you point that out.
Well, that's just what I... And the fact that my ground is only one block from the store is another point I want you to bring out.
Only one block from the store?
Yes. Now, here's the store over here someplace on 15th. And here's the lot on 16th.
Yes, only one block. Well, do you think you'll mind having it that close?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Why, it's our best sales point. He wants to use the parking facilities for his store customers. Or at least a part of it. It's ideal.
All right.
Now, the point is, we've got to get right to work on it. That is, laying the foundation first.
So soon?
Yes, right away.
Well, don't you think it would be better if I found out first if Mr. Everett wants to buy it?
Of course, that's what I say.
Well, you said laying the foundation.
Oh, I didn't mean the actual work on the lot. I mean the work of selling it. Contacting Mr. Everett. Now, when do you think you can talk to him?
Well, I'll have to go over first. I'll have to try to get him to invite us over. Or I can get Alice to invite us, or even Johnny.
But, of course, without even hitting what your real purpose is.
Oh, I know how to do that. You just leave it to me. I don't want anybody to know about this either. Because I want to be able to show Mr. Ace the $500 I'm going to make, and won't he be...
Yes, yes, but you've got to do it soon. That is, make your first suggestion that you have a friend with this property for sale. We'll talk the price later. Now,
Now, Johnny, I want to ask you something else. How about you speaking to the old man about a date when I can see him?
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to. I'll talk him tonight if you want me to.
I'd appreciate it. The sooner I put in my bid for this, the better I'll stand a chance to sell him.
Sure, that's it. I'll have a talk with the old man tonight. You know how busy he is during the day. It's hard to get 5 minutes with him.
Yeah.
I don't see how the old gent keeps it up the way he does, but every minute of the day is taken up.
Oh, then it's going to be kind of difficult for me to catch him long enough to talk to him, isn't it?
Suppose you leave that to me. I know how to handle it.
And please be careful not to let Alice know about this. She might tell Jane, something will happen to spoil this whole deal for sure.
Oh, don't worry about that, Abel. Leave it to me. He doesn't know a thing about it. I'll get the old man alone in the library after dinner tonight and try to fix the date for you. I can't promise it for tomorrow, but it'll be a day or so.
Sure, that'll give me time to line up my client and maybe get a rock-bottom price.
Yeah, going
to
be home tonight?
Well, it can be. Nothing's more important.
Well, suppose I drop over.
Oh, no. Jane might get an inkling something's going on. Now, how about calling me up? I'll be very secretive on my end of the conversation. You can let me know how you did with the old man.
Okay, I'll call you up right after I've had a chance to talk.
I'll be waiting for your call. I won't leave the house like this.
Now, Mrs. A, I'll give you a ring tonight to find out if you've been able to make contact with Mr. Everett.
All right.
What's a good time to call?
Oh, right after dinner, anytime. Oh, Mr. Ace will be there.
Well, you let me do the talking. You just answer so he won't suspect anything. I'll ask you if you've got the invitation yet to go over to the Everett home. And you can say just yes or no. When you get the invitation, I'll run over these details with you again.
Well, can I take these drawings with me?
These blueprints? Oh, No. Not the first time you go over. We've got to handle this very carefully. Mr. Everett is a hard shell to get through, and we don't want to make any mistakes.
Well, I'll bet I could get through his shell if I had these blueprints. Maybe it would be better if I took them. What do you think?